African Pro-Life Champion, Abortion Inextricably Linked to Eugenicists and Racists. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 18, 2020. Nigerian pro-life activist Obianu Ikioka said Wednesday efforts by major abortion providers to distance themselves from their racist founders are destined to fail, since abortion continues to be a racist enterprise even today. Ikioka, founder and president of Culture of Life Africa and the author of Target Africa, Ideological Neocolonialism of the 21st Century, told Breitbart News that Tuesday's announcement by abortion giant Marie Stopes International that it was changing its name to MSI does nothing to change the group's sordid history or its present eugenic practices. What people should be asking themselves, Ikioka said, is why the most prolific abortion organizations in the world are inextricably linked to eugenicists and racists whose work was spurred on by their desire to prevent the birth of people considered to be misfits and inferior. Ikioka was referring both to MSI's name change as well as Planned Parenthood's recent attempts to extricate itself from its racist founder, Margaret Sanger. As MSI tries to quietly distance themselves from their founder Marie Stopes because of her active involvement in the eugenics movement of the early 20th century, Ikioka said, modern society cannot continue to ignore the fact that the abortion industry is targeted towards poorer, less privileged and minority communities. It is not enough to distance themselves from their eugenic roots. The entire abortion industry is still very much racist and eugenicist in their practices, she added. As Breitbart News reported Tuesday, while MSI tries to whitewash its racist past, it continues to disproportionately target blacks in sub-Saharan Africa for elimination through abortion. MSI operates more than 600 clinics in 37 countries around the world, almost half of them in Africa. The organization has offices or abortion clinics in Burkina Faso, Ghana, Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Senegal, Niger, Kenya, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Tanzania, Malawi, Madagascar, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. According to data from its website, MSI aborted 2,628,900 unborn African children in 2019 alone, significantly more than the sum of all the abortions it performed in predominantly white Europe, North and South America, and Australia combined. Follow at Williams Rome.